Blog Talk Radio. Don S. McClure Show. And of course, I am the one and only feeling better, not sniffling all over the phone, Don S. McClure. And we've got a great show for you tonight. It is Friday. It is the 15th of August. Can you believe that? We're almost halfway through. And I am cracking up because I've got some great things to play for you tonight. We've got a great show. We've got great information. We just got great everything. And I love my fans. We are up to 16,345 listeners, almost 16,500, probably before the show is over. But you're going to enjoy this show tonight. We are on fire in the house. Turn it up. Crank it out, whatever the heck the new words are. And I am so tickled. I've been drinking tea, and my producer's looking at me like, okay. You know, last week I said, yeah, I missed him so much. He is so great. Anyway, the Don S. McClure Show tonight, if you want to dial in and listen, you can dial 347-633-9376. And you can listen to the show on your earbuds, your iPads, your Bluetooths, your cheap headset, whatever you got, you can listen to it. But again, you're listening to a great show. I just got back from Iowa, and it was on fire, and I went to see my daughter because she was getting married last Friday, and I had to drive 16 hours, and it drove me crazy, but I was there, and it was really good. And I'm actually going to play a theme song for you before we get into our show. But tonight's topic, reacting to life's experiences, tonight's topic is going to be really good. And I want to talk to each of you about you and how you feel. I definitely want to know that because, again, how you deal with life's experiences and how you react to them, past or present or future. We want to know what you feel and how do we avoid reacting to some of life's bad experiences. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to send some shouts out to tonight. We have got some great things going on. I promised my friend and cohort and just buddy that I would do some shouts out for the DJs all across this country that play music for new artists and help promote them and do some great things. And also, I don't want everybody to forget, I need for you to order a copy of my new book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, or to have a friend, if you don't have it, because this month of August, $2.50 is being donated to the Children's Cancer Fund. So I need your support tonight. I'm expecting to get at least 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 orders from everybody that's listening to my show. But it's $2.50 is going to be donated to cancer children's hospitals. So you got to dig in your pockets. Go to my website, www.dsmpublications.net, and order a copy of my book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story. And for all those people that told me they were going to do it, please keep your word because that's important. But anyway, I want to send a special shout-out to Evelyn Young, my representative, who is now working on a book signing in Champaign, Urbana for me. That's in Illinois. It's going to come sometime soon, and maybe even in September. And she is also talking to some people that may get one of my books possibly turned into a motion picture movie. So, you know, I love my Evelyn Young. She's my representative. She does stuff for me in Indianapolis. Now she's in Champaign, and she's a great person. And a special, special shout-out to my dear and close friend who is an attaché, and I did say it right. She's an attaché for the Embassy of Barbados in Belgium. And I just found her again on LinkedIn, and we've been close for over 10 years. Her name is Miss Denise Calamari, and she is part of the Diplomatic Corps for Barbados. And she's been an attaché for a long time. So I hope she becomes president of Barbados. Who knows? And a special shout-out to all the DJs that make it happen, that play new artist music. There's no particular order, but I'm going to give up their names. These guys are really great, and I think there's some females on there. Keith Hill, Keith Gilchrist, Frank Tui with Crystal Radio Station, GHP Radio with Gary Fuston, F-U-S-T-O-N, Griselda Medina, Edward R. McDonald, and Joanna Johnson, Melvin Banks, Smooth Jazz on the Rocks, Dilo Mendez, Jacinto Gomez, and I probably said that wrong, so I know Amarilla's going to kill me. She's going to tell me to get some speech lessons as far as Spanish is concerned. Patty Pinezzi, P-I-Z-Z-I-N-I, and I probably said that wrong. Miranda, E-D-U. La Mega Hartford, Kenny Troy, these are all great DJs. Will McNeil, Lucio Urbano, GHP Radio, Raymond Bola Brown, Zeta 93.FM, La Nuva 88.7FM, the Independent Chart Show with Taxman and Goodness. I mean, it's a whole bunch of DJs out there pushing new music. So my hat is off to them. I think that's really great. We're going to get a chance to start my great show because you are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And I was sniffling so bad yesterday. I sounded like I was on drugs. I was going, and it was driving me crazy. And I took this pink pill and I went to sleep at 8 o'clock in the evening. And, man, I was, like, knocked out. So I try not to drive doing then. But we've got a great show for you. We're going to play this quick theme song from What I Told My New Son-in-Law. I don't know how that's going to work because, you know, I can't stand grandfather, so you know I don't like son-in-law. Oh, my God. That's got to be strange. But anyway, do you remember the movie The Godfather? So he looked at me and he said, "You look like the kind of person you won't take too much stuff." I said, "That's right. You're marrying my daughter, so got to treat her right." But let's get to my theme song, and I'll tell you what I told him before he took my daughter's hand, because I had to make sure he understood. I had to tell him that you're marrying into the family of the McClures, and I'm the godfather, and if you treat her bad, there will be a horse's head somewhere. Anyway, I didn't tell him that. Let's get to the top of our show. I like that. I've been dying to play that all week. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and if you want to reach me, you can dial 347-633-9376, or you can email me at McClureDonS@yahoo.com or dons.mcclure@aol.com or my business email, donsmcclure@dsmpublications.net. And that's also where you can find my great books, and I want you to get those orders in tonight. We got to take a quick PSA, and when we come back, We're going to talk about our artists, and we're going to talk about some great things. And also, we are definitely going to talk about our word for tonight. So let's get to these PSAs, and when we come back, I'll be ready to start the show. I'm on fire.
It's our last errand today, Jimmy. Just need to pick up some light bulbs.
Whoa, there's so many. Did Grandma tell you which ones to buy?
No, but check out the label on this package. It'll help us find the right bulbs.
Does it really matter?
Well, sure. The new light bulbs use a lot less energy, so we save money on our electric bill by using an energy-saving incandescent, CFL, or LED.
How about this bulb?
Let's see. We need to replace the 60-watt bulbs in our bedside lamps. That one is 800 lumens, so it should do the trick.
I've never heard of lumens.
Lumens tell us how bright the light is. The more lumens, the brighter the bulb.
You know, Grandpa, you're a pretty bright guy.
Yeah, you're pretty smart yourself, Jimmy.
Lumens, the new way to shop for light. Learn more at energysavers.gov. That's energysavers.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Energy.
To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written. In this amazing new drama, Joey is the brilliant and fascinating underworld figure every prosecutor, law official, politician, and other rising crime figure love to hate. It's up to him to keep his friend and his friend's family safe and uninvolved in this plan that he knows will destroy everything the loving couple have worked so hard to build.
Wow, and that is just truly great. And actually, we're working on some audio tracks, so I need for all the independent singers out there and people who think they got great voices, send me an MP3 so that you can audition to be in the audios. So you got a chance to get some stuff done, so send it in. Now, we're going to talk about a group tonight. You know, everybody's always talking about Motown and Motown this and Motown that, and Motown was a great place. But did you know that Berry Gordy and them and Smokey Robinson and whoever the production teams were missed one of the greatest groups in Detroit? They didn't sign them, never worked with them, and actually, even though they bought out their label, from what I understand in my research, they never signed these guys, and these guys were really great. Now, back in the day, we were always, as guys, singing songs about how bad we felt and how bad the girl treated us, and we were dealing with reacting to the things that had happened in our life, just like our subject tonight. Well, there's a group called the Dramatics, and we're going to talk about them because they had a song that I used to play. And actually, I love that song. And whenever a little girl would break my heart, I'd run outside in the rain and just cry, and nobody could see me because it was raining outside in a thunderstorm. Oh, I thought that was so funny. And my best friend, he would cry along with me, so we were just two crybabies. But anyway, oh, this group was really good. We're going to talk about them tonight. But they had this song called Fail for You, and I really liked this song. And I was just thinking about it the other day. So I said, you know what? That song will fit right with my show because this girl knocked him off his feet. Now, I used to always tell people about this girl that really, really, really sincerely could kiss. Her kisses were like, dry you crazy. And they wrote that in this song. So anyway, you got to hear this song. And let's get to the show because my producer's looking at me like, you have lost your mind. And I'm glad to be back. Anyway, this is Fail for You by the Dramatics, who was never signed by Motown, but they actually was on Stax Records in Memphis, Tennessee. And we're going to talk a little bit about them also. But let's get to this track, Fail for You, and I love the words in this, man. This is bad.
Whirling round and round, rolling down a hill, spinning on the ground. Your kisses make me dizzy, and the head and the falling,
About this group. Now this group here, oh man, I mean I'm having a ball. Okay, this group is originally from Detroit. They got started in 1964. They are considered a rhythm and blues, soul, and pop group. The labels they were on was Volt, V-O-L-T, Records, ABC Records, and actually they were on a couple of other labels, but not the Motown label. The members were or are Willie Ford, Larry L.J. Reynolds, Wenzel Kelly, and Michael Brock. The past members were Ron Banks, who's deceased, and I understand from a heart attack, Larry Squirrel Demps, Larry Reed, Roderick Davis, Albert Wilkins, deceased, William Weegee Howard, who's deceased, Lenny Mays, who's deceased, Craig Jones, Stephen Boyd, Robert Ellington, James Mac Brown, who's deceased. Now, this R&B vocal group was formed in Detroit, the Motor City, in 1964 as the Sensations, from what the research says. But they would change their name shortly after that to the Dramatics in 1964. They did one recording, from my understanding, as the Dynamics, which was a printing error, in 1965. So their first release in 65 was entitled Bingo, and the B-side was entitled Somewhere. It was recorded for the late Ed Wingate's at Wingate Records label, a division of Golden World Records in Detroit, Michigan. So Motown was not the only label turning out stuff, but Wingate changed the name of the group. He had a misprint, which was called the Dynamics, and he changed it to the Dramatics. So, with the second record release, Inky Dinky Wang Dang Do, the B-side was entitled Baby I Need You, also released on the Wingate Records labels. Now, by 1967, this record label, I guess, either was doing really super great or just, giving Motown a pain in the gabooza. So in 1967, Motown absorbed the entire Golden World Records operation, including their publishing, My Two Music for BMI, the Golden World, Rick Tick, and Wingate Record Labels, as well as recording artists. The Dramatics moved to Sport Records, where they garnered their first minor hit. So they didn't even stay with all this buyout, all because of you. They changed their name to the Dramatics, and they say 1965, I wish they'd make up their mind, comprised of lead singer Larry Reed, Rob Davis, Albert Wilkins, who quickly dropped out of the group. He didn't think they were going anywhere, so he got out of there. Robert Ellington, Larry Demps, who was born February 23rd, 1949. I don't know why they had to tell me that one. Ron Banks was born the 10th of May, 1951, in Detroit, Michigan, USA. The Dramatics were a typical 60s stand-up vocal group specializing in romantic ballads, but ably made the transition to the disco era in the late 1970s with an aggressive dance numbers. They made their debut on the charts with a minor hit, 1967, All Because of You, which, as with all their releases in the 60s, was issued on a small Detroit label. Around 1968, Reed and Davis were replaced by William Wege, W-E-G-E, I don't make this stuff up, Howard, and Willie Ford, respectively. They reshaped the quintet's future, flourished when Detroit's producer Don Davis and Tony Hester, now listen to this, now these two guys were in Detroit, so again, Don Davis, and I've heard of Tony Hester, took command of their career, and the group signed to the Memphis, Tennessee-based Stax Records in 1971. Most of their U.S. hits with the label included What You See Is What You Get, R&B number 3, and Pop number 9 in 1971. That means they made it to number 3 in the nation and number 9. In the Rain became the R&B number 1 hit in 1972. And it was number 5 on the pop charts. And Hey You, Get Off My Mountain, my friend used to play that at the club all the time, R&B number 5 and pop number 43, 1973. Man, can you believe all this stuff? We're going to talk more about this and a new lead. L.J. Reynolds was born 1953 in Saginaw, Michigan, previously of Chocolate Syrup. Was recreated. That's a heck of a name for a group. I had to look twice at that. Previously, Chocolate Syrup was recruited by group leader Ron Banks, while Wilkins was replaced by Lenny Mays. I mean, these guys were doing something else. Anyway, in 1974, the Dramatics left Stax, and the following year began an association with Los Angeles-based ABC Records while still recording in Detroit under Davis and Hester. So let's give a listen to this track called In the Rain. And I used to like that. And yeah, we would run outside and cry in the rain. I hope I can find out and talk a lot of stuff. But anyway, it was a great track. Where is my track at? I am just screwing up. My producer's looking at me like, Don, you done lost your mind. Where is that song? I don't know. I'm about to find it because it's on here. Can you believe I cannot find the song? Let me hit next. I am just messing up tonight. I think I've had too much tea. Anyway, we're going to find that track, and when we come back, I'm going to play it for you because that's just strange that I don't have it on my play chart, and I knew I had it in the rain. Oh, well. Anyway, we'll come back to that. We're going to play another track. I am messing up. He's going to be mad at me tonight. Okay, I found the track. Is it too much tea? It's Friday. Let's play In the Rain, because he's looking at me with some dirty looks like, Doug, get that song playing.
Oh, It may sound crazy, but I won't go outside.
I gotta go outside. I don't want you to see me cry. Oh, man, that's a heck of a song there. So you ladies, quit breaking them guys' hearts so they running around singing in the rain. I don't know what's happening. Anyway, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And tonight, I am the one and only, and I am back. I'm fired up, and I'm having a ball. But think about that. These guys were all in Detroit producing, so no. Not that I don't want you to give Motown any credit because they were a great company, but it just also goes to show you that sometimes other companies might pick you up and carry it on. Maybe he didn't think they had what it took, or I don't know, who knows. But anyway, that track that I just played was number one on the R&B charts, and it reached number five on the pop charts, and I think was number six or seven in Canada. I got to go look that up again. But anyway, I'm enjoying the Don S. McClure Show, and that was In the Rain. And the reason I couldn't find it, it was listed as Come On Out in the Rain. So my producer, you messed up. You, your fault. I got to blame it on somebody. But anyway, I'm enjoying my show. We're talking about the Dramatics, and we're also talking about how you relate to life's experiences. And we're going to talk a little bit about this song or the poem called Amazing Grace, because in that, the gentleman who wrote that and put it all together was talking about his life's experiences dealing with slavery. And I actually have a book by him. His name is John Newton, and he's the person who put this thing together. And we're going to talk about the guy that sang the song named Wilberforce. So we got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. And I want to see, my board, is doing pretty good. And I want to thank Teresa Hughes in Ohio for getting her copy of I Love Writing a Fun Love Story so that I could donate $2.50 to the Children's Cancer Fund. So I want to see my board light up. I want my emails filled, and I want to make sure you get those orders. And a good shout-out to those DJs, and a shout-out to my people in Champaign, to Amy Halstead, H-A-L-T-S-T-E-A-D, to her son, Gabe, who's at a beautiful school that we're going to talk about, and I guess he's into acting and stuff like that. And I guess Dr. Halstead, and also, Pastor Keith Harris in Champaign, Urbana, Illinois, where Miss Evelyn Young is down there working hard, and she's going to get me set up down there. But I want to send some special shouts out all through the show and let people know that I think a lot of them, and I really appreciate 16,345 people listening to my show on a Friday. So again, we're going to be talking about our subject tonight. I want to make sure that you understand exactly what we're dealing with, because again, these are some serious subjects here too. And the people in Iowa really enjoyed me. They said, Don, you are really, really good. And so definitely, we want to talk about reacting to life's experiences, because sometimes I think we get confused with letting our past control our future. And as I said, I'm talking to each individual. Now, I'm not just talking to the whole gang out there, but I'm talking to each individual. I want to talk to you about how you feel and avoid some things that's going on, and how do we avoid reacting to some of life's bad experiences? How do we do that? By not letting them take control of our life. That's what we're talking about when people try to commit suicide, or they're in bad relationships and they think there's no way out, or even in their financial relationships, they think there is nothing that they can do. And I want to help them avoid that, because they can. Now, why do we live our life today in yesterday's thoughts? Well, we're playing some songs for you that we want you to listen to the words, like this guy's got to run outside in the rain to not let people see him cry. But maybe you should have talked to somebody and said, listen, I'm feeling really, really, really bad. And if I got to run out in a thunderstorm, I got to be a brokenhearted person, because that's pretty deep. Now, can we find a positive thinking solution to help us move forward? I believe we can, to enjoy where we are in life today. The most important thing to remember concerning each of our life's experiences, good or bad, is how we're viewing our past and working on the here and now. Not the past, not the future, but the here and now. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that and get this thing together, because reacting to life's experiences, a lot of people currently, actors and famous people and non-famous people, they're taking their lives and they're doing things that are just stupid, like smoking or getting involved in things because they feel depressed. And I want them to turn that around and say, you know what? Even the Dramatics, as much as they went through with the record label being sold and bought up and not being with Motown, they didn't let the bad life experiences and people quitting their group ruin their life. Guess what? They went out, got with other labels, found other people, and they were in Memphis, Tennessee with Stax and Isaac Hayes and the rest of them. So what I'm telling people is, when I read on the internet and singers are study saying, I just can't make it, or I'm waiting on that, hey, maybe you need to change cities. Maybe you need to change the people you're hanging around with. Maybe tell some of them people to stop just doing likes and start to buy your CD. Support is very important. But how do you react to life's experiences? You don't let them overcome and overtake you. Because once you do that, you're giving up to life's experiences. And you can't let that. You can't let the little girls break your heart. Can't let the little boys do you in. You got to keep thinking, how do you move forward? One of the most important things to beat anything is to value yourself. Once you got self-worth, None of that other stuff will be that important, because your life's experiences, the bad ones, you'll just say, okay, that's what they were, experiences. The good ones coming your way, you'll be able to digest those and say, you know what, at least I've got some good ones. And the Dramatics proved it. They went on to become one of the top groups, and they're still out there. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that. We're going to get back to a little bit more of our music, and I am enjoying myself. Now, here's a track by Kelly Price and one of the Laverts. Actually, Gerald Lavert is on this, and he's doing pretty good. It's called A Friend of Mine. Now, she's dealing with a life experience because she found out her man was messing around with her girlfriend. And I saw the video to this, and when I first saw it, I was in Memphis, and it was a great video. And I said, man, I like that when he said, do-do-do-doo, Kelly, this is Mr. Big, and I'm a Mr. Big, and you're a Mr. Big. No, he didn't say that. He did say Mr. Big, though. But let's play this track by Kelly Price, Friend of Mine, and listen to her life's experiences, because she had to let that go. And her daddy, I guess her big daddy or whatever, got involved. So let's listen to this track by Kelly Price. And I want you to think about self-worth, because that's the most important key to anything you got. Now you're talking about reacting to life's experiences. Here's a girl talking about her best friend took her mind, and it's on that album by Kelly Price, and Gerald Levert is on that album. Like, Kelly, I'm on my way. What's wrong? This is Mr. Big. But just think about that. Now, you really, really, really hurt, and you move on past that. You get a divorce, or you leave him, or whatever happens. Now, in your new relationships, you keep flashbacking, and you might as well not do that because the guy you got now is not like the guy that you had that was sleeping with your girlfriend. So you got to let that past experience go. You can't keep bringing it up. You can't keep talking about red flags because one of your new girlfriends said, oh, he looks pretty nice. Girl, you know, don't be looking at my mind. I'm just kidding. But anyway, a lot of times when we get hurt in life, we bring those past experiences with us to the new relationships. And we start all these theories, the red flag theory, the untrust theory, the I don't know if I'm ever going to love again theory. It happens to all of us growing up. And you find out later on that you move past when you have self-worth. That's what the most important thing is about, reacting to life's experiences. Even if you get fired, don't react terribly. Don't go down there and blast everybody. Don't do stupid things. Don't come home and take it out on your wife and your kids, whatever. You say to yourself, like I used to do, hey, when things happen to me, people say, man, I don't know how you do it. But you pick yourself up. Brush yourself off, and you start off all over again. So again, we're talking about the subject of you dealing with your life experiences, and it's important, seriously. I make a few jokes here and there, but think about that. Nobody is worth you taking your life over. Nobody. No situation is worth you taking your life over. No job, not a certain amount of money, nothing. So when those life experiences come your way, and yeah, like I had a cold, it just isn't, I can't let it beat me. I broke my wrist one time. I can't let it beat me. So because I knew that I still had a good wrist, I still was going to go on and be who I am today. And I love me some Don McClure. I just love that. My mommy really raised me really well to be strong and to have self-value. So we're saying to you, can we find a positive thinking solution to help us move forward? Yes, you can. Again, once you decide that you're not going to let anybody control your life, no situation, and nobody's going to mistreat you continuously, you have to pick yourself up. Hey, that sounds like a song. Because we've got high hopes. I like that song. My producer like you crazy. My maid say, but not nobody fool with her man. She just sent me an email. She said she ain't playing that. I said, oh, girl, she's kind of tough. But anyway, you listen to the Donis McClure Show, and I want you to go to www.dsmpublications.net and get that book. I love writing a fun love story. I want some sales this week. August is Help Support Cancer Month, and it's actually, I'm dedicating the dramatic songs to my friend Kenny Reithaupt, because he used to sing like that. Hey, this brother could really sing. And he had that high tenor voice. So I promised that I would dedicate those songs to him because he's a great singer. And we just got a lot of great people out there that I enjoy. And I'm in more than two countries now. They're telling me that, man, I'm becoming global. They're even singing my songs everywhere else. Oh, and I got a public service announcement for you. Please don't let anybody call you on the phone and say they're with Microsoft and their name is Papu, and they need to get into your computer and sell you anything. I saw a lady on the news, and she bought that junk. The guy called, hello, this is Papu. I'm calling from Microsoft, and I need to get inside your computer. Well, don't do it. When they call me, I tell them, I don't have a computer, so don't call me anymore. And they just hang up the phone. You're listening to the Donis McClure Show, and don't fall for that nonsense. We're going to play a track by Adele called Rolling in the Deep. And the reason why we're playing that, when she had a bad ordeal with her boyfriend, she finally straightened it out. She didn't do like Kelly Price. She didn't cry. She said, hey, you can get on out of here because I'm rolling in. You're going to remember what you did to me, but I'm rolling. I'm rolling on. And this girl is bad. And she wrote this from her own personal experiences. Rolling in the Deep by Adele. Memphis almost every day, every night. You, I'm excited. Okay, all right. And yes, I can sing, and I don't have to take singing lessons. You know, we were talking about reacting to life's experiences. Well, there's a movie called Amazing Grace, and I bring this up because while I was in Iowa, my sister sang the song at her camp meet, and it sounded pretty good. And it made me think about how everybody keeps singing the song Amazing Grace and stuff like that. Well, anyway, the song's verses came from our subject matter today, reacting to life's experiences. The verses were written by John Newton. They were associated with the now familiar melody until much later they came about. But again, in this movie, in a scene, Wilberforce, in a scene at a wedding in 1797, he's showing that he's talking to the aged and blind John Newton about his confessions of how his life went when he was on a slave ship as either a captain or an assistant or whatever he was doing. And it talks about his involvement. Well, when I watched the movie, Amazing Grace is the name of the movie, and I want you to go see this movie because everybody's always singing the song, Amazing Grace, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and it's a great song, but it wasn't created by the slaves, and it wasn't a song that the slaves sang. It was a song that John Newton wrote about in his book, talking about feeling really bad and repenting for what he did to slaves. So it's his confession and his involvement in the slave trade where Newton has authored, and I do have the book on my Kindle called Thoughts Upon the Slave Trade, which he describes his confession. Now, there's a university named after Wilberforce, and the university was founded on August 30th, 1856, in the United States. Wilberforce University is a private, co-ed, liberal arts, historical black university located in Wilberforce, Ohio, affiliated with the African Methodist Episcopal Church. It was the first college to be owned and operated by African Americans as a private college in the United States. And why was this man had a college named after him? Because he fought to get the words of Amazing Grace into Britain's mind so that they would go ahead and abolish slavery. Well, Amazing Grace is a 2007 American British biography drama film directed by Michael APTED, adapted, I don't know why that's his last name, about the campaign against slave trade in the British Empire, led by William Wilberforce. So when you go down to Ohio and you see Wilberforce, Ohio, and Wilberforce University, it's by this great man who fought to get rid of slavery in England, and he used the words from John Newton that had wrote these words about his confession, who was responsible for steering anti-slave trade legislation through the British Parliament. The title is a reference to the hymn Amazing Grace. The film also recounts the experiences of John Newton as a crewman on a slave ship and subsequent religious conversion, which inspired his writings of the poem later used in the hymn that Newton is portrayed as the major influence on Wilberforce and the abolitionist movement. He had talked to Newton so much that he felt that Newton was inspiring him to help end this degradation of slaves in England. The film premiered on September 16, 2006 at the Toronto Film Festival, followed by showings at the Heartland Film Festival, the Santa Barbara International Film Festival, and the European Film Market, before opening in wide U.S. release on the 23rd of February, 2007, which coincided with the 200th anniversary of the date the British Parliament voted to ban the slave trade. John Newton was born in 1725 and died in 1807. He captained two Liverpool slave ships in his 20s and kept detailed logs of his voyage. During the time I was engaged in the slave trade, he later wrote, I never had the least scruples as to its lawfulness. It is indeed accounted a Gentile employment and is usually very profitable. But later, he became an evangelical minister and looked back at his early life with horror. I was once lost, but now I'm found, he wrote in his great hymn, Amazing Grace. In addition to powerful abolitionist preachers, Newton helped change attitudes toward slavery with an influential account of the Middle Passage based on his personal experiences. So the next time that you're singing this, or the next time that you hear somebody talk about it, tell them to go look up John Newton and why he put that together. Because he was dealing with his life's experiences. He was reflecting on that. And he didn't want those life experiences to carry him any further. He also stayed into the monastery trying to repent for what he did. So he let those experiences really take a hold of his life. And Wilbur Wilberforce is the one who told him, look, I got to write this and put it out there so that people can change the way they deal with other human beings. William contemplated leaving politics to study theology, but is persuaded by his friends, who was William Pitt, Thomas Clarkston, Hannah Moore, and the great African writer, poem, put together everything that was great in writing at the time, Orlando Aquiano, is a name you need to look up, because he's truly one of the first black writers in England, probably one of the first black writers in the world at that time. But it's O-L-A-U-D-A-H, Aquiano. And he died a couple of years before the British ended slavery. But great movie, Amazing Grace. It has a lot to do with our subject matter about reacting to life's experiences. And John Newton reacted to it. He wrote it. And he really was repentful for what he had did to slaves. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only on a Friday. At 7:58 on my clock, you're listening to me, the great one, Dr. Don S. McClure. Did you know I was a doctor? And not Dr. Feelgood either. No, but this, I am on fire with this information. I like this. We're going to play a track that we played before, but I really like it. And it's dealing with life's experiences and how to react to those. This is a track called Until You Do Me Right. And he's telling this girl, you know what, I don't know why you mistreat me. You say you want somebody to love you, and I loved you, but you know what, I'm not going to say your name no more. Don't call me. Don't do nothing till you straighten yourself out. So for the ladies, I want you to hear this song. It's really great. Till You Do Me Right is the name. It's by After Seven, and it's a little bit different, but I like it. And it's not out of Motown, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, it's a great song. So listen to this, everybody. It's a great song, Until You Do Me Right, and I love the words in this.
I don't
wanna hear you call my name. You know what? When I listened to that song and I heard him say, I gave the sun to you and you said it was too bright. I said, I gave you this and she said that wasn't enough. I said, man, I don't know why he didn't want to talk to her anymore. I guess that's why he said, I don't even want to talk to you. He said, I gave you the sun. You said it was too bright. I gave you the moon. You said it's too dark. He said, I say I'll be your friend. You said, I don't want to be your friend. I don't know what the heck he want, whatever. Man, that's some life experiences. I sure hope he don't take that into his next relationship. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am cracking up on a Friday. It is the 15th. Man, I'm going to play that one more time for me later on. But anyway, we're going to go into a jazz track. That's actually from Gato by Barry, because I said this is Latin week, and I got to play my guy because he is really good. And it is called She is Michelle, and this is also dedicated to my friend Michelle in Detroit, Michigan. She's a great friend of mine. Met her in Indianapolis. She's got a great daughter. She's doing really well, and she's with the Chrysler Corporation. So she always sends me stuff really good, but this is for her. It's called She is Michelle. It's in our Latin night. And I like Gato by Barry. My older brother introduced me to him, and I like him. And I just can't get over that track, Until You Do Me Right. So, ladies, the guys are telling you, with your evil ways, do right. Do right sometimes. It ain't always the guys. Anyway, She is Michelle by Gato by Barry. And this is a great Latin jazz artist. Mm-hmm. And that was Gato by Barry. And the reason why I'm playing that, my older brother used to play jazz. And when I'm thinking about life's experiences, they shared a lot of what the jazz artist was playing and why they made the songs. And my brother was really, really great. He passed and was a very strong person. But my past life experiences, learning music from him, brings me up to date today to be able to play songs and appreciate it and say, hey, my older brother taught me that. So when we're talking about reacting to life's experiences, even though he's gone, he's still with me every day. So that's the part about self-worth and self-esteem and looking up to somebody else and saying, you know what, that's a great person because for what they taught me, I can use today. You're listening to the Donis McClure Show, and I want to thank Dr. Ethel Wingate in South Dakota for ordering a book on my website, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story. And her little comment on the email was, I love your show, Don McClure, and I love you. I said, oh, sweetie beatie, that is so nice. We're going to take a quick PSA, and when we come back, we're going to play a track dealing with life's experiences, and what they're talking about is when I grow up. And they're saying, hey, when they grow up, they're going to use their life experiences to be somebody great. So let's get to this PSA, and when we come back, we'll be ready to do some great things.
This is Chicago-style hot dog here. I'm not feeling too good. Turns out, along with all the other bad things my cholesterol does, they say it's a risk factor for strokes. Strokes? Sheesh! Good news from National Stroke Association. Exercising, eating right, and asking your doctor about medicines that can help lower your cholesterol, like statins, may reduce the risk of a first stroke. And if you've already had a stroke, it's even more important you lower your cholesterol.
Lower your chances of stroke by controlling your cholesterol. Visit stroke.org today.
La recuperación comienza cuando enfrentamos nuestros desórdenes mentales y de uso de sustancias. Únete a las voces de la recuperación. Alza tu voz. Comparte el mensaje.
I was leaving an exercise class.
All of a sudden, the pain started. My entire chest, shortness of breath, very fatigued.
Nauseated. Thought that it was nothing much, maybe just stress.
You're having a heart attack.
I'm healthy. I'm young. There's no way it could be my heart. No way.
Heart disease doesn't discriminate.
Listen to your body. Go get checked.
Heart disease is the number one killer in women.
And this is something that we can fight.
Visit GoRedForWomen.org to learn a woman's risk for heart disease.
And you women out there, I want you to take care of yourself because remember that singing group, the Dramatics, I mean, almost every one of them died from a heart attack. And we just don't want anything to happen to you. I want you to be like me. I'm going to be around to see Noah and Moses and Hezekiah and Methuselah. That's my newest thing, Methuselah, because he was old as dirt. Oh, man, he was around forever. Anyway, we're going to play a track by the Pussycat Dolls. And, yes, I used to get in trouble. I would be outside playing. And I'd be writing on the wall the word and then cat. My mother said, Don, get in here. I said, I ain't do nothing. I ain't do nothing. She said, poof, upside my head. I said, boy, stop writing that. Here's a cat track. Oh, Lord. Here's a track by the Pussycat Dolls called When I Grow Up. And they're going to use their experiences of what they saw and become rock stars and superstars. But I like the track. And it's upbeat for us, especially. We don't want them girls treating us bad. So let's play When I Grow Up.
What's going on?
What's up, sexy?
And you don't care what they say. I say every time it's good, and then they scream your name. What's going on?
What's up, sexy?
And you don't care what they say. I say every time it's good, and then they scream your name.
Right up on, no.
Don't show.
Now I've got a confession.
Ha 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 ha.
When I was young, I wanted attention.
Ha 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 ha.
And I promised myself that I'd do anything.
Ha 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 ha.
Anything at all for them to notice me.
Ha 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 ha.
But I ain't complaining. We all wanna be famous. So go ahead and say what you wanna say. You know what it's like to be nameless. Wanna know what your name is. Cause see when I was younger, I would say
when I grow up.
I'm
Now, I like that song. He says, careful what you wish for, because you just might get it. Whoa, just might get it. You just might get it. If you start believing in yourself and find some self-worth, you just might get what you want that you dreamed of having. And again, it has a lot to do with reacting to your life's experiences. Let's just say, like I said, if you lost your job yesterday, today, this morning, or whatever, when you wake up, you say, you know what? I'm going to find me another one, and I'm going to move forward. And your life's experiences that are good, when you have those good days, like the lady that just called and ordered one of my books, I've got to revel in that, because that's a person that's just listening to my show and heard what I said. Let's support the children in cancer. So again, learning how to react to life's experiences. And it doesn't mean life's experiences have to be way back in the day or way in the future. They can be now. Yesterday, today, I had a cold. I'm feeling better. And my producer said, man, I'm glad you're back. But he also promised me he wasn't going to give me any more tea. And I want to send a special shout out to that Dale in, let me see, I can't say Arizona because she's not there yet. She's still in the Carolinas. Okay, so in the Carolinas. I want to send a shout out to her because I sent her another book, and the post office just botched everything, and I wanted her to have that. So the new book's on the way. I want to say, hey, and she is a super supporter of me. I mean, I really like her attitude. So special shout-out to Dale, wherever you are, Arizona, Carolina, wherever, what the heck. But anyway, I want you to write down those names and look it up. So the next time somebody talks to you about Amazing Grace, look up John Newton, 1725-1807, but also look up William or Wilbur Wilberforce. And that's where the university for the first African-American college, private, got its name, William Wilberforce. And he is the person who pushed to have the poems of John Newton explained to the British Parliament. So, again, just kind of get your facts straight and know where it's going. And yes, Motown didn't pick up on everybody that was there. So, again, it shows you that you might have talent and maybe your city doesn't pick you up. Heck, go to Mississippi or go somewhere else. Go to Nashville. Just do something. But just keep following your dream and keep believing in yourself. And don't let, just because it doesn't reach the masses or the people that people think it should reach, you do your thing and just keep working on it. And one day you're going to find it's going to be your time to shine. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday, and we've only got a few more minutes to go. I cannot believe this. So I am going to play this track that deals with dealing with your life's experiences. It's by Aretha Franklin, and it's called She's Telling Them No One. Don't play that song for me no more, because I remember what it did to me, and I don't need to hear it. I like Aretha. Let's listen to this again, reacting to life's experiences. Aretha's reacting, and she's saying, don't play that darn song for me.
Don't play that song for me, 'cause it brings back memories of days that I once knew, the days that I spent with you. Oh no, don't let it play. Oh no, it fills my heart with pain. Please stop it right away. Stop.
that's going to kind of do it for me. We've got one more song to play, and Aretha was saying, hey, I'm going to react to my life's experiences. Don't play that darn song no more. So, again, self-esteem. I really want you to hone in on that. That's the biggest key to fighting life, self-esteem. When you believe in yourself, no matter how crazy you act, no matter some of the silly things you do, and believe you me, you can remember them. Don't let them bother you. Just keep having self-esteem and believe in yourself. We're going to play Brenda Russell, You Can't Hide from Love, because she's saying, hey, forget the past. You can't hide from what you feel about me, and you're going to be with me. You're going to be my main man. I like that. Brenda Russell's going to bring our show to the close. And again, enjoy life. That's all you have, and that's my best saying. And my other favorite saying is, it does not rain forever. So shout out to all the DJs, shout out to all my listeners, to the 16,000, and keep helping me grow. And buy my book. I need that support to help fight cancer. Like no